Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Dr. Richard Holm joins us every week at this time on call with the Prairie Doc. Is on SDPB TV tonight, Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain. Tune in for that. But first, Dr. Holm joins us on the phone. Welcome back, sir.
Well, welcome back. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
All right. We're going to talk. It's January, and flu season is, you know, it's kind of a rough one this year. So let's talk about some winter illnesses, right?
Let's start with influenza, of course, because it's exploding. And right now they're concerned in Florida that the influenza is coming gangbusters. This year, it looks like the flu shot is 40% to 60% effective in the overall population, although not as great with the older population. That is the group I'm in, over 60. They suggest you get the extra strength vaccine, and it's not 100%, but it sure is a lot better than nothing.
Right.
There are a lot of illnesses in the winter, Lori. What do you want to talk about?
Well, you can tell me what to do about my poor daughter's hands, because I tell you what, when it's winter, they just crack and bleed, and mine do too. Yes. So folks with sensitive skin and everything is so dry and cold, how do you even stay on top of that?
Well, and of course, if you're in the healthcare profession and you're washing your hands every patient,
right.
Then it quadruples, you know. And I lived my whole life with really touchy hands. I got some relief with using the hand sterilizer, which is some of them are better than others. I like the 3M version; it kind of leaves a little moisture on your hand. I also like CeraVe. Skin ointment for extra healing or whatever it is. I mean, it's one of those. I've picked out something that I think is probably better than most for dry hands, and it's called CeraVe, and you get it in an ointment. You squeeze the bottle, and out comes a little thing like looks like Vaseline. Vaseline sure. works as well, but CeraVe has the ceramide in it, so it's C-E-R-A, capital V-E, ointment, and I recommend having it at the sink so that you wash your hands, you dry your hands, you hit the ointment, and that'll help your daughter's hands and yours too.
And sometimes we put her to bed with a little pair of gloves and some lotion on the gloves. Is that just, I mean, that's my grandmother's, you know, is that actually effective? Is that worth doing?
Yes. First of all, the time to put the ointment on is right after the shower, right after the hand washing, so that you have moisture in the skin. Then you put on the ointment. The ointment caps it like a glove. You want to go even further, you can get a cellophane glove or a kitchen glove and put those on after you've moistened your hands, loaded with that Vaseline-like material, and you'll be better in the morning. It captures it. You do the same thing when you're using medicine. Topical medicine, the dermatologist will put that stuff on the hands, these gloves after you put on your ointment. You can buy them actually in pharmacies, dermatology gloves for nighttime. And actually, they're not so plastic. They're more just these real cotton gloves.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll continue to list the sort of dumb things I do in the winter, but I shoveled a little snow the other day in my work shoes and got in the car and just really realized how frozen my toes were. So let's talk a little bit about, frostbite and sort of exposure injuries and illnesses during this time of year.
Yeah, that's a really good question. The last thing in the world you want to do is put ice on it or put snow on it. I mean, that's what people traditionally have said. That's a bad wives' tale. You want to rewarm as fast as you can, and of course, rewarming your hands and your feet would be in water. That's the fastest way. The problem is, if I go into the bathroom and turn on the shower and fill the tub with hot water, and I've been outside, I don't know what is cold and what is hot anymore. You've got to have somebody who's nice and warm, can go in there and not burn you. You don't want to burn yourself. Somebody test the water, make sure it's okay, get submersion, you know, a hot tub is just the most ideal thing in the winter, really. So getting it warm again is the most important thing. And, you know, your fingers and your toes are worse because you lose a lot of heat there, and your body's saving the rest of your body by tightening up all the vessels to the periphery and saving it for the central core, you know, the heart and the lungs and the part of the body that has to stay alive.
And next time, wear my boots.
And, you know, that's the other question. Yeah. How do you keep from getting cold? And I think one of the biggest issues with your feet is to have a pair of shoes that's big enough. Because if you have tight shoes, then it will allow your feet to circulate the warm, you know, the blood to get there. So you want to have plenty of room in your shoes. And then you want to have enough insulation. But you don't want to do it in a way where you're going to sweat. And so your feet get wet, and then you're in trouble. So getting your feet wet is something you don't want, and sweating. So you don't want to overheat. So what the Eskimos did, they survived not with all this padding and not all of this down stuff. They survived with a plastic raincoat that doesn't breathe, right? That's what they did. They had seal bladder, on the outside of their winter coat, and they would tighten it up around their face, and it was impermeable to anything all the way down to their ankles, right? They had these long coats, and you work out, you start to feel like it's, I'm sweating, I'm going to get hot. So you open the hood up enough to let the heat out, because heat rises, and you progressively let more and more if you're hot until you're just the right, and then you close it up when you're starting to get cold again. And then when you lay down at night, you lay a bed that is angled so that if you are cold, you're going to sleep with your head up and the heat rises and stays within your poncho, you know, your plastic raincoat. If you're getting hot, you put your head on the bottom, you put your feet up above, the air rises and escapes. And so that's how the Eskimos did it, you know, with rain tolerant, you know, waterproof steel bladder, seal bladder.
That's fascinating.
Isn't that interesting? I learned that at a museum in Canada. Yeah, that was
fun. And let's close with this, and that's just the notion that it's hard to get through winter in South Dakota, from people getting the flu to really staying inside because of the cold. What about people who get just kind of down or depressed during this time of year and itching for spring, which is kind of far away still?
I tell people to get out of the igloo, you know, Lori, just bundle up, get warm enough clothes, get outside, let the sun soak through your eyeballs. You can't let much else out there in this kind of weather. But get out of the igloo as much as you can, and if you can't do it outside, it's just then go exercise somewhere at a rehab center, or walk in a church or a mall or something, the gym, you know, the high school gym. I also think that we need to have enough vitamin D, and the six darkest months of the year, when the days are shorter than the nights, you should be taking 2,000 of vitamin D. I go with vitamin D3 and go with 2,000 international units, and I prefer the gels. And then the other thing is that you got to get enough light. And I think whether you have seasonal affective disorder, which is light sensitive depression, or you have you're just a normal person, we still need to have enough light. And I think we can do that with big lights in our face in the morning, in particular, a couple hours of bright light in your face in the morning and in the evening. People talk about the different kinds of lights to use, but I think the majority is thinnest light, some kind of light on your face.
We will leave it there. You can tune in to On Call with the Prairie Doc tonight on SDPB TV, 7 p.m. Central, 6 Mountain. Dr. Holm, thank you so much. We'll see you next week.
They're talking about respiratory disease tonight, so it'll be fun. Thanks so much for asking me to be on the show, Lori.